And so as we transition into first thoughts, the best 5 minutes of the day on a 34-degree Friday, we say hi to Doc Cans. Good morning.
Good morning, Halvo.
And then we're going to give you the first chance. No advance notice except what you just heard. Is there a small business you want to give it a shout-out, a little plug for here?
You know, I was trying to ponder that as you said that. And for me, I would say Paul and Katie Nyborg. I know Katie sells her stuff at the local store. She's a potter and does just beautiful work. And so she's a really small business, kind of doing her own stuff. And I know Paul does some things too, but Katie's work has really moved me. I think I mentioned it even a few days ago.
You said it to me. You told me, at least off air. So I'm going to say it's the gift that that everybody wants. Husbands want it from their wives. Wives want it from their husbands. Of course, I'm talking about toner from One Source Imaging in downtown Eau Claire. It's really on everybody's list, and people just oftentimes overlook it. They're thinking of other things, chocolates and jewelry. But toner is the gift that keeps on giving. It keeps on printing. And really, that's what people want from One Source Imaging in downtown Eau Claire this holiday season.
You know, there's a lot of truth to what you're just saying. You know, when you run out of toner, all of a sudden you realize, oh, my goodness, I really depend on this for a lot of things.
There you go. And especially if you're an author
who
tries to translate the entire New Testament.
Yeah, exactly. And then you run, you know, when I had finished that New Testament project and our friend Larry Crabb had asked me to send him a copy of what was done so far. You know, it printed out as like 600 pages or something like that.
670, I thought.
Really fast that way.
I thought 670, yeah.
Yeah, 670, I think, is what it was. But
all right. Yeah, that does go through fast. You're right. So I'm waiting for you to make another order. So anyhow, it is, wonderful small businesses. And actually, I mentioned this already, John Muldoon of Muldoon's, they've been around for a long time there on Hastings Way. And he's got a big post on Facebook today that says, buy local, B-U-Y, or buy local, B-Y-E. So again, you know, they need your support.
That's a good way to put it.
I thought so.
A good way to put it.
Luke 11, I'll go first today. A couple of things stood out. I mean, when Jesus says, ask and you'll get, I'm doing the message, ask and you'll get, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will open. I'm like, that's great advice. I try to follow that with my sales work, also with One Source Imaging. I promise I'll stop with the plugs. But the deal is that a lot of times in our lives we go, well, it doesn't seem like that's happening, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly. So, and how do you process that when that's the case?
Confusion, and I guess that you just hope that your faith grows amidst that. So,
yeah.
Another one, is any country in civil war for very long is wasted. I'm like, wow, we seem pre-civil war these days.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I think that, so what's the more traditional, is it a house divided against itself?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Lincoln, I think you're exactly right.
And Lincoln cited that during the Civil War, right?
Huh. The Message version?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he anticipated Eugene Peterson. Amazing how he did that. What do you got from Luke 11 today?
Well, again, there's just so much there that's good. And I went with, there's a short passage in the middle where he talks a lot about light. And I looked at verse 35, and it says, see to it then that the light within you is not darkness. You know, and I my most recent tattoo, which is one we didn't talk about, is three overlapping candles that make the Trinity symbol. And it says, Fiat Lux, which is let there be light. And, you know, as believers, I think we're called to be light in the world, you know, and yet there's this darkness that seems to hide out in corners of our hearts and our minds. And sometimes, I know for me, it can seem to overtake things. And so I think, you know, to be intentional and prayerful about, boy, am I loving in the manner of Christ? Am I loving God, loving others, and loving myself in the manner of Christ? Because that's where light is found.
No, absolutely. That's good. I marked that off, too. Yeah, some of those verses 33 through 38. And again, I love the message. Eugene Peterson, what a wordsmith, as he talks about, if you live wide-eyed in wonder and belief, your body fills up with light. If you live squinty-eyed in greed and distrust, your body is a dank cellar. Keep your eyes open, your lamp burning, so you don't get musty and murky. Keep your life as well lighted as your best lighted room. Isn't that good?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and I think sometimes people have heard the message or have believe that. I don't know if I trust the message, but it's interesting. Eugene Peterson was a Greek and Hebrew scholar. He was actually going to work as a language professor before becoming a pastor.
Yeah.
He knows what he was writing about.
He sure does. And what a great legacy he leaves behind. Not only the message translation, but so many great books that you've read just about all of, right?
I think I've read just about all of them. I discovered one recently that I did not have, and so I quickly ordered it and haven't read it yet, but I suspect I will.
What would be a great Eugene Peterson book to give as a Christmas present?
Boy, that's a great question. I think one of the my favorites is A Long Obedience in the Same Direction. You know, it's just kind of the following living a life of discipleship, you know, not just flash in the pan, but following Jesus day by day over the long haul.
Yeah, there we go. Great. And once we conclude Luke and we get done with Christmas, we'll kind of ask you to kind of take some look back at some of the books of 2020. So thank you. I could interview you all day, all weekend long, but I think we'd both, I'd lose my job and you'd lose this gig as well. So I'll talk to you Monday. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, talk to you.
Well, Time Magazine yesterday naming President-elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as the person of the year. But what we want to talk about is the same magazine has, Caleb, some of the best inventions of 2020.
Yeah, things that maybe you've heard of, maybe not, though.
First off, despite years behind the lens, cinematographer Edward McGonagall always struggled to get quality shots on his phone at night. The lighting was never quite right. So he created Moon Ultralight, a sleek clip-on that attaches to any phone or laptop and casts the just right amount of light on a subject. And yes, I did butcher his name.
Yeah, well, it's a tough one, too. I was glad I left that one to you. Hey, call it the Peloton of the pond, but without the misogynistic commercials. Hydro combines a burly electromagnetic resistance rowing machine with a 22-inch touchscreen and a web connection that allows home scullers to train with real-life instructors and teams all over the planet with interactive workouts set in famed bodies of water from the Charles to the Thames River.
There you go. Hey, good job.
So if you're really into rowing.
Hey, robot vacuums have been scooting around folks' living rooms and sucking up dust for quite a while now, but robot mops have had a few kinks to work out. The Narwhal T10 takes its hygiene into its own hands with a self-cleaning charging station where it washes and dries its own mopping pads with a refillable water tank. How about that?
Remember that Mickey Mouse animated thing? What is it called? Oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue. But where he goes to, like, the house of this wizard and then, like, all the mops and stuff start working on their own? Someone text me. I can't remember.
Somebody else got to help him.
Inventions. If you want a garden but lack a backyard, consider a Gardyn instead. It's G-A-R-D-Y-N. The AI-powered vertical indoor growing system lets you choose from 32 fruits, vegetables, greens, herbs, and flowers that will ripen right in your living room. How cool is that? Load the seed pods into the $799 device with an additional monthly fee, of course, for membership and seed delivery, and its companion app, again, of course, monitors light, humidity, and soil saturation, keeping tabs on growth via cameras to let you know when your crops are ready.
That's amazing. I mean, it just is like they can think of everything. Finally, most self-rocking cradles respond when a baby cries, but CradleWise uses sensors to detect the child's first stirrings. Based on the baby's sleep schedule, the crib then determines whether to soothe them back to sleep with bouncing motions or let them wake up. They think of everything.
Fantasia.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Sorry. It was going to bother me if I could not figure it out. So 2020 best inventions, a few of those. Price tag might be a little high, but wait a year or two and they'll probably go down. It is that time of the week here on the WIB Wake Up Show as we have just worked laboriously all throughout the week, aggregating everything that's possibly happened in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. Then we bring it to you in little bite-sized chunks. It's like frosted mini spooners. We call it headlines. Here we go.
I think of it as mini candy bars, but to each his own. All right. Well, winter is almost here. I don't know about you, Caleb, but I have switched over to my winter socks already.
Same here. They're the same as my summer ones, only with fewer holes. Medical researchers in Italy found that medicine works better if the doctor says positive things about it before handing over the prescription.
Yeah, researchers also found that the number one positive thing a doctor can say about a medication is it's covered by your insurance.
Amen to that.
A study finds that sugar-free soft drinks are bad for your teeth.
That's why dentists strongly recommend only opening the cans with your hands. Did you know there's a dating site now for people who love Disney? It's called MouseMingle.com.
Yeah, people never tell the truth on dating sites. They should have named it Pinocchio.
Too true.
Joe Biden is asking Dr. Fauci to be part of his upcoming administration team.
I think that's a good call. Dr. Fauci looks like a fullback to me.
Oh.
Thanksgiving football.
Yeah, right.
A report says distracted driving goes up during the holiday season.
I mean, of course, you're trying to drive while holding a peppermint latte and wrap a present.
That's tough.
Multitasking. The manager of a pizza restaurant in Norway got a nice surprise when a customer attempted to purchase a pizza with the manager's own credit card, which had been stolen the day before.
The manager called the police, had the suspect arrested, and in an act of ultimate revenge, put anchovies on his pizza.
No!
And finally, I just cannot decide what I want for Christmas.
Yeah, since you already got what you wanted most when the political ad stopped.
Yes, yes, yes. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. And we'll continue that ask of you here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Caleb, along with Nick Bursaw from Feed My People. Nick is the partner agency specialist. Good morning, Nick. Thanks for giving us a few minutes this morning.
Hi, Caleb. Thank you.
So we want to talk just a little bit again as our 60 Ways in 60 Days annual campaign ends this Sunday, and we're still trying to see that $5,000 from our business sponsors doubled and matched and hoping folks will catch the vision. Can you address a little bit, Nick, the kind of need that you've seen this year? Because we do see the need continue year to year and thousands and thousands served throughout your 14-county service area for Feed My People, but the increase has been pretty dramatic in 2020.
It has. And so this year is a really different year than most. We have seen a big increase in need, and we've also seen a big increase in what our partners have been able to do. Throughout these months, we've seen around a 26% increase in the amount of food that we distribute. Mm. And not only that, when we're talking to our local pantries in the area, so many people are coming for the first time, or people that haven't came for years they're having to come back. We're seeing a big increase in family, especially families with big kids.
Yeah.
And so that is why we're really excited about this event, so that we can really put a little extra back out in there.
A little Christmas blessing. And I know, Nick, again, as a partner agency specialist, it's incredible. Over 14 counties in West Central Wisconsin, Feed My People works with over 200 partner agencies. And what are maybe some of the creative ways that you're combating hunger this year? Because, again, it's not just an increased need. It's an increased need during COVID. So you've had to have new, safer ways to get food out.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Our partners are stepping up in all different ways. Being able to do contactless delivery and setting up drive-through models and different things like that to be able to still serve people while still staying safe.
And finally, we're talking with Nick Bursaw from Feed My People Food Bank. We talk about $1 given to Feed My People being able to provide 4 meals. How are you able to do that?
Mm-hmm. So with all of our partnerships, we have with local manufacturers and big retailers, we are able, and through our food rescue program, we're able to take that dollar to stretch it out to those four full meals because of those partnerships we have with places in our community.
That's absolutely wonderful. And again, we're just asking if folks would go to the 60 Ways in 60 Days banner at WWIB.com. You can give there. And again, $5 given provides 20 meals. Every little bit helps, and we're just hoping and praying to see that match. Nick, thank you so much for your time, and I know just real briefly, want to give a shout-out to the great folks at Christ Lutheran School, a school of about 50 students or so, and they took this cause in hand. And with their 50 students, I guess they had a walkathon. I was talking yesterday with a teacher from the school, and she said, we're going to be bringing up by a check of over $700 today because these young ones felt the need of others and wanted to provide for other children and families struggling. And so that blesses our hearts here at WWIB, Nick, and hopefully yours at Feed My People as well, to keep on keeping on.
Oh, absolutely.
Nick, we thank you so much for your time, and we'll look forward to sharing the stories of these special Christmas deliveries coming up soon.
Wonderful. Thanks, Caleb.
That's Nick Bursaw from Feed My People. Again, 60 Ways in 60 Days at WWIB.com. Deadline is this Sunday. Will you help us see that $5,000 matched? Well, we have something special coming up here. So it is a wonderful day for two wonderful people in our lives here at the station, Terry and Carol Stewart. So Warren and Mabel Louise started this station, again, drawn close to 50 years ago. And Warren and Mabel Louise gave birth to Terry Stewart, their eldest. And Terry now is our general manager and owner, along with his wonderful wife, Carol, who is the stewardship coordinator of WIB Inc., Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. And so Terry and Carol just lead the way for us here, and they're celebrating, Havel, a very special milestone.
Their 49th anniversary, and they're on the line now. Terry and Carol, happy 49th anniversary to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. We made it.
You did indeed. And so we have a few things that we want to share with you today.
I'm sure
so,
you do.
So, again, rather than just our words, let's have your kids tell you a few things.
This is Dallas Stewart. I'm just calling in. Just want to wish Mom and Dad happy 49th anniversary. I love you. And what your marriage means to me, you've been faithful to the end, friends for life. Committed to living a life by example, surrendered to Christ, family, and others for the glory of God while having a lot of fun. Love you. Have a great day.
That's so neat.
Now, he's your oldest, and he's in Michigan, right?
Yeah.
No, actually, he's in Bemidji, Minnesota. They have a game tomorrow, so they'll have warm-ups today for his hockey team, Michigan Tech.
Okay.
So that's where they play, I think, Saturday and Sunday, I think he told me.
Yeah, this idea kind of hatched last night, so it thanks a lot to your kids for helping us coordinate this here. And
well, that probably helped Dallas remember.
Yeah, right.
typical guy.
You're right, Mark. They live in Houghton, Michigan,
yeah.
and where Michigan Tech is, and his better half is up there with the two girls.
Yeah.
Well, how about your daughter, Emily, Terry and Carol, on this, your 49th anniversary?
Happy 49th anniversary, Mom and Dad. This is Emily, and I just wanted to share how much I admire you guys for how much you enjoy being together. You love being together, working together, traveling together, spending leisure time together. You just enjoy each other, and most couples may tire of each other and being around one another, but you guys always find new joys in doing life with one another, and I admire that about your marriage. Love you guys, and have a great day.
Wow, thank you, Em.
That's really great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's right. We do enjoy one another.
She's our school teacher, and so I call her my baby Em because she's the youngest.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now she and her husband, and they have three children, right?
Right. Yep, Alice is the youngest. She's just 2 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And also Roderick, the oldest, he's 6, and Fisher. Fisher is 2.5, soon to be 3 in February.
Hmm. And one more birthday message to play for you, Terry and Carol, as we wish you a happy 49th anniversary.
I bet it's Beth.
Happy anniversary, Mom and Dad. I can't believe you've worked together for more than 40-plus years. That's some serious long-suffering. We appreciate your example of strong, steadfast, and faithful love towards one another, and how you've shown us to love and honor one another as well as God in our lives. We just want to wish you a fantastic day, and all your wonderful grandchildren would also like to wish you a happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Bumpa and Mimi.
That was Matthew.
That was Matthew. That's sweet. Matthew's 7, and Ryan is 10. And he's in 5th grade, and they were over here yesterday. They did virtual school over here yesterday. I have them on Tuesdays and Thursdays while they're homeschooling.
That's a lot of fun for us because I came home, and Matthew's on his virtual, what do you call
virtual,
it?
Virtual Chromebook.
Yeah, with his teacher, and he's the verbal one. He likes to talk to his teacher and have a lot of fun. Sometimes I'll stick my head in front of his laptop and say hi to the kids or the teacher. In fact, I even did a music lesson with Matthew and his music teacher, and that was interesting. We both sang.
Huh.
I think I sang the Star Spangled Banner.
Well, Terry and Carol, we say here at WWIB, we are family, and it starts with you all, so we wanted to hear from your family, but thank you so much. I think I can speak for Mark as well for helping us become part of this family in an increasing way over the years, and especially in a year like this. Your leadership and your kindness and compassion for us, we love you so much and wanted to wish you a wonderful 49th anniversary, and we do have one more thing for you.
Yeah, that's right. We threw it out to your kids and said, "Did they, Terry and Carol, have a favorite song?" And they recommended a Mark Schultz song that I guess Emily sang at Beth's wedding.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, fun.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
What's this called, Caleb?
1,000 Miles.
I would walk 1,000 miles just to be with you. 'Cause you've got my heart, you've got my soul, you've got this promise too. Oh, I would walk 1,000 miles just to be.
God bless us, everyone.
Another week has flown by, and here's the best of from the WIB Wake Up Show. What we've got next for you in the next couple minutes is called Raise the Woof. Raise the Woof is being called the very first Christmas song written for dogs based on scientific research of how canines react to sounds.
Oh, good girl.
Squirrel.
Oh, good boy. Would you like to go on walkies?
So a couple weeks ago, I had this awkward encounter. I ran into this guy. You know, I'm back kind of around where I grew up. And I ran into this guy that he used to bully me in high school, you know, and it's like tease, bully. And I run into him as an adult. He's, you know, I walk into a place and he's freaking out. He's, oh, Freilich, bro, oh my goodness. Oh, bro, it's been such a long time. You know, he's like acting like we're best friends or something. And
Sit. Well, you know the pressure sometimes have of being a dad, and you want your kids to think you're at least quasi-cool, right? And sometimes you just want to do something that impresses them or makes them laugh.
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
Something.
Fun dad.
Dinner time.
Who's this?
It's Sunday morning, getting ready for church. And again, I think I could win the Foot in Mouth Award because I love my wife. But, you know, she's at her computer, and I just, it was about 8:20. We need to leave, you know, it was 8:30, 8:35. And I was just like, do you need to still do your hair? And she was just like, I did do my hair. Yeah, she'd already done her hair.
I don't know if you can hear the wind. on the.
Sit.
Caleb, what do you call a scary-looking reindeer?
I'm not sure.
A caribou.
Good girl.
Who's this?
toothpaste. Apparently dogs like British accents as well. So the other day, my kids were having fun playing in a door frame. And I'm sure many kids do this. I don't know if you call it chimneying, like with rock climbing, but it's mm-hmm. where you kind of Samson your hands on
like
each side of the doorway.
Sort of, yeah.
And then, you know, feet on the other side. And so you use your hands and feet to climb up the door frame.
I'm like, okay. And he's like, bro, oh my goodness, what have you been up to? You know, he's like, I heard you were living in China. Like, does everybody there know Kung Fu? And I'm like, I don't even know how to answer that, you know?
Hey, want to hear a joke about paper?
Sure.
Never mind, it's terrible. And so Lily, my oldest, was challenging Cooper and saying, I bet I can get to the top faster than you. And so Cooper was doing pretty well, but Lily was definitely the fastest. Longer okay. arms and legs and maybe a little stronger. Maybe, Cooper, maybe. And anyway, so she was timing how fast she could get to the top and, you know, tap her head on the top of the door frame and saying, 4 seconds. I did it in 4 seconds. It took you 9 seconds to just get up part of the way. And so, you know, trying to tag along as Nora was going underneath and Mama was saying, don't fall on the baby.
Treat.
Dinner time.
Toothless.
He's still, like, living at home and all this stuff. He's like, bro, we should totally hang out sometime. And I was like, you know, I'm kind of in a hurry. If I could just get a Big Mac and fries.
Hey, I recently went to an archaeology party where they were all looking for the remains of a lower leg. It was a real shindig.
Oh, man!
I thought, hey, after they finished the game, I'm like, well, Dad can play this game, too. And I was like, it would be one of those ha-ha-ha moments because Dad's so tall and can almost step on his tiptoes and touch his head at the top of the door frame. I could be like, look, less than a second when they were saying 4 seconds.
Squirrel!
So I said, hey, Lily, look, less than 1 second. And I jumped underneath that door frame, and I did not tap my head on the door frame as I intended. I bashed my head on that door frame. I saw stars. I stumbled. Lights flashed
Goose
before
egg.
My eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and immediately felt the swelling. And my wife just kind of turns over. What are you doing? I had no real answer.
Yeah.
I was like, I was trying to play.
Yeah.
I was trying to impress my children.
Fun Dad kicked in, and you said it was spontaneous, and boom.
Fun Dad became almost Concussion Dad.
Yes. Ouch.
And instead of the kids saying, yes, yes, our dad's great, it became, do you want some ice?
Would you like to go on walking?
There it is. Your Christmas station, WWIB. You never know what you're going to hear. You really don't. The best of the week, Calvo.
That is so fun. It is a labor of love. And again, we do the content the previous 4 days to get ready for that.